A brief message from our captain. There are moments in your life when things change forever. It could be the discovery of an unexpectedly pleasant dipping sauce, a nighttime visit from your financial team, or a ticketed white-collar grudge match. For me, it was a movie. I'll never forget the day in June, or maybe it was March, in either 2013 or 2014, when I opened up my laptop, attached external DVD player with a male-to-male USB cable to the pewter port, swabbed the screen with a lemon fresh and moist towelette, removed a shop-bought DVD from its slightly chipped Amaray case, checked for marks and scuffs that may have resulted from in-transit disc slippage, attended to said marks and scuffs with a sober squirt of CleanSafe fluid, and the use of my somewhat careworn rotating microfiber cleaning cloth, placed the DVD in the external top-loading disk drive, waited for the DVD icon to appear on the desktop, pulled up an open-source cross-platform media player like VLC or RealPlayer, dragged the icon across, and, with the carelessness of young middle age, double-tapped the trackpad. Let's pull out wide. Actually, before we do, please can I say something about CleanSafe fluid? I cannot say enough good things about this product. Specially formulated to work effectively on DVDs and CDs, I won't use anything else on my collection, and believe me, I've tried everything, from milk to the hot breath of a cat. The coating of any DVD or CD is delicate, so you don't want to use anything overly abrasive. I once saw a former friend trying to remove some of his semen from a CD with a kitchen towel. I don't think I've ever slapped a paper product out of someone's hand so fast. Using low conductivity fluid, and by the way, CleanSafe's conductivity is approximately 17% that of water, ensures that the risk of static, magnetic, or electrical damage is substantially reduced, allowing you to get the sleep you need. CleanSafe claims to leave a smooth, non-sticky, acoustical, and optical pure nano layer so as to protect the disc, as well as offering excellent anti-static protection to slow the buildup of static dust. If you're looking for a contrary opinion, call your boys at Radio 4, because this brother ain't got no beef. It's an outstanding product that at last puts safety front and center in the cleaning process. All housed, might I say, in a very attractive, slimline, lightweight bottle that's small enough to keep in your pocket, tucked into your belt, or, if the situation demands it, your anus. My only fear is that I'll run out. As if! I have 50 bottles in my panic room. I'm lying on my bed, laptop perched regally on a pillow that in turn was resting on my meaty quads, not only for extra height, but also to stop the heat of the computer from causing my thick thighs / private delta to mist and or puddle. Venetian blinds hoisted high, window open, sound on max, faint smell of synthetic lemon in my nostrils, the room is provocatively bright. With age comes fatigue / self-hatred. One of my few remaining urges is for the oblivion of slumber, so closing the curtains is fatal. If a cloud obscures the sun for too long, I'll wake up an hour later looking for someone to blame, and there's only so many times you can phone people to ask them why they let you fall asleep, especially if, hitherto, they had no way of contacting you or knowing that the tide was coming in that fast. The glare on this screen is unreal. My eye drops commingle the hitherto divergent feelings of burning and wetness. I'm trying to breathe like I learnt from that vlog. At least I think I am. Should breathing sound like bongos? Can you breathe to excess? I should rewatch. So it turns out I've been breathing the wrong way for 3 years. Can I ever get that lost oxygen back? Is that why I'm always tired? Why I find it hard to focus? I find myself on YouTube watching a compilation of extreme slap bass. I close the curtains a smidge. I wake up in the same room, only now it's dark. This slap bass comp has been thumping for 7 hours, 6 minutes. Had a dream I was in level 42. Proof that great funk pop can come from the Isle of Wight, by the way. My thumb was as big as a mountain. It's 3 a.m. I'll tank up on toast and see if I can push through till dawn. Why am I here? Shh. The film's about to start. But before we roll titles, let's grab us a slice of background.